information from that teaching where the people that were receiving it said, please come back and we want you to do it for our children. So I really appreciate that greatly. I also want to say congratulations to Pastor Michael Watts of the Resurrection Baptist Church, who celebrates as of today the 1 year anniversary as being pastor, and we will celebrate that, Lord willing, on this Sunday. Also, I wanted to share thank you for the prayers from my sister and my mom. We had some interesting things happen yesterday, and I just thank you for prayers for all the things going on in our lives. So tonight is going to be unique. I had shared all day long the title saying teacher, and it wasn't until maybe a last hour that I added appreciation, because I have had on my board the word teacher, and I did not really want to add another word to it. But in actually finalizing the notes and everything, I put the word appreciation. But I want you all to understand that there is really no word that our earthly English language can produce that really will share the honest appreciation and glory and recognition and all the words that I'd want to say regarding what I'm going to talk about tonight. But I put teacher appreciation so that I have something that you'd understand what's going to happen. I'm going to give you 3 points before I start the teaching. The first point that I'll say to you as a personal story is that ever since I was a young child, even before I think I was even in middle school, I would go to our little room, my little room at our house that my dad built, and I would set up my stuffed animals and my toys, and I put them at this little table, and I'd be the teacher, and I'd teach them whatever I thought I learned in the school that day. Just so they'd have knowledge of what I'd learned, I got to teach them. So I've always had this posture of wanting to teach others. That's one point, that God has always put something inside of me to want to share with other people to teach. The second thing I want to share with you, which is odd for me to tell you, but I've been thinking about this of the story, and it'll have applicability in a minute. When I was in probably middle school, we had a teacher, and the teacher would give us assignments and tell us the do's and don'ts in classroom. Well, one of the little boys, Leo, he wasn't all that little, he disobeyed something. And the teacher, as they used to do back in my middle school time, if you did something wrong, you would get 500, you have to, I will not, whatever it was. Well, Leo got an assignment to take home as punishment is I will not. But what happened was he came back into school, and all of a sudden there was this commotion. And what had happened was Leo must have gone to his house and told his parents, this is what I did and this is what I have to do because the teacher said so. And the I will not 500 sentences came back into the school. And this is before the time that I even knew what a Xerox machine, a copier machine was. But what had happened was the mother or father must have had Leo write out a page worth of I will nots in his handwriting. And they took it to their job and they photocopied it. And so the 500 copies, the first page was genuine, real, and the rest of them was copied paper. Well, I didn't know, but I heard whatever I heard of the teacher going off about it. I was like, what's going on? Well, they tried to be sneaky because every few lines they would put his handwriting, but the rest of it was basically photocopied. So the teacher went off, they got the principal, the parents got involved. So it was a big, big stink. And then I tell you that story because there are teachers who recognize students who are doing something disobedient and they try to correct, but then the student themselves think they don't deserve the correction. And people in authority, like the parents, didn't think they deserved a correction. And it's a whole big mess up because it was just out of line. And there, I can tell you, I'm 55 and I have thought about that story every year of my life, how this young boy thought he could get away with it, but he thought he could get away with it because his parents encouraged it. And they try to use their own wisdom to try to get their son out of trouble that he deserved. He shouldn't have done whatever he did, but they thought, no, it wasn't deserving of that punishment. That's the second example. The third example I'm going to tell you is, remember this, the movie Karate Kid that has been done a couple of times now? Well, in Karate Kid, you had someone, Daniel's son, who wanted to learn karate, and he went to Mr. Miyagi because Mr. Miyagi was a master and knew karate. But over the time of Mr. Miyagi teaching him things, he basically had a fleet of these beautiful cars, and he had Daniel-san, wax on, wax off in a certain way he did it. And he had all the things painting his fence and all this stuff. And Daniel-san got frustrated because he came to learn karate. And yeah, this teacher was having him do all this stuff, but he wasn't learning what he needed to learn. He got up in Mr. Miyagi's face and said, "I quit." And so Mr. Miyagi had to share with him that these menial tasks that you think, these chores who have nothing to do with your training, were actually training him to do techniques in karate. And he was getting muscle memories, and he was also getting muscles. But it took Mr. Miyagi, the master teacher, to explain to him that I can't just have you do wax on, wax off a certain way. I need you to do it the way I teach you. And that's the way. So here's the thing I want to say. God has put in my heart for many years the love of teaching. There are times where the teacher will give discipline and correction, and that the person receiving it doesn't think they deserve it. And there are people in that person's life that think that they can get them out of the trouble. And thirdly, there are times where we may be going through some things that don't make sense to us, don't have any relevance, so we think. But God is saying, no, I'm letting you go through some paces in your life to go through some instruction so that you will be able to have muscle memory when it comes to your faith, when it comes to your training, when it comes to your defensive mechanism against the fiery darts that you're going to have when it comes to Satan throwing those fiery darts and you having the full armor of God. The reason why I want to talk to you about that, because I want you to have that understanding as we talk about the teacher. Now, most of you would think I'm going to talk about Jesus Christ. And most times you'd be right. But I'm going to talk about the third part of the Godhead that is always pointing us to Jesus Christ. And normally we hear the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit's kind of thrown in as an afterthought. But I wanted to share teacher appreciation because as I have been teaching now since 2018 with Milkshake Monday, and even when I used to teach at Sunrise Assisted Living Facility, that week after week, day after day, moment after moment, the Holy Spirit has been such a teacher to me that in listening to another teaching by another preacher, I recognize that often all of us take for granted how important he is in our life. And I wanted to share on Labor Day about our teacher. And I'm going to go to John chapter 14, verses 26. And I'm going to read it out of the Amplified because you may say that, yes, Jesus has been called teacher. That's true. But I want you to see that Christ in John 14, which John 14 has a lot. He talks about, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He talks to Thomas about, Thomas says, "Show us the way," and "Show us the Father," and all these things. And Christ starts to give him knowledge. But then he gets to this passage and he starts to talk about how he's going to leave, but he has to leave because the Holy Spirit has to come. And I think when we start to see a lot of the scriptures that I'm going to be in Psalms, we read these scriptures and we think Jesus Christ. And because the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are all one, they're all the triune one God, but they all have different roles and responsibilities. And I want us to have the appreciation of the Holy Spirit because every day, every moment, he is there with us and he's doing all of these different roles. And he's like that silent, humble, comforter, advocate, helper. And we kind of don't think about him because he's always there. It's like oxygen. You don't think about not breathing until that one nostril in the middle of a cold and you can't breathe and you really do start to appreciate breathing. And I think sometimes we don't appreciate the Holy Spirit. So I want to have this night to just go about a few things. I could spend hours, but I just want to go over a few passages of scripture just to show you not just my appreciation, but our appreciation. So in John 14, verses 26 through 27, I'm going to read, it says, "But the helper, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengtheners, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf. He will teach you all things. That's why I got the word teacher. He teaches us all things. It says, He will teach you all things and He will help you remember everything that I have told you. That's Jesus Christ. Now, He was talking at the time, He was talking to His disciples who He just told He's going to be leaving them and He's going to prepare a place for them. And there He is, there will we be also. But then He says, verse 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives to you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. Now, I'm going to tell you that my life, I won't just say the last year with Rev transitioning to go to heaven, but my life. In my life, when I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, when I felt that void in my heart, it was the Holy Spirit drawing me. Something was wrong. Something was missing. I wasn't connected to the vine. I was adrift. And it wasn't until the Holy Spirit started moving in my life to say something's missing. And Pam will know, you know, we had the opportunity to start going to listen to Your House Incorporated in Leesburg, Virginia, Loudoun County, Virginia, in which I started hearing where I was receiving. I was going to First Baptist Church Watson. I wasn't saying anything against the church that I went to, but my heart was open to know that the Holy Spirit was saying, you're missing something. You're in this pretense of what you're playing church, but you're missing the relationship with Jesus Christ. And it was because of the Holy Spirit drawing me to Christ that I had that relationship with Christ. And God Himself said, know me. We're going to go to John 16:7. And I'm going to read that a passage that's very similar. I'm showing you about the Holy Spirit because when I show you these scriptures in Psalm and 1 Corinthians and different things, I'm going to share why I appreciate Him for drawing me to Christ. I appreciate Him for always comforting me and always leading and always helping me and being my advocate, that when I don't think there's anybody, I know that the Lord never leaves me or forsakes me, and His Spirit is the one that's always with me. Chapter 16, verse 7 of John says, but I tell you the truth. This is the Lord. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener will not come to you. But if I go, I will send Him, the Holy Spirit, to you to be in close fellowship with you. I don't want to cry, but every time I think about how treasured and wonderful the counselor is, He's in close fellowship with me and you and all of us that call on the name of Jesus. There's this something to be in fellowship with the Lord is, you can go through a lot. There are a lot of storms that are going in our life now. And I'm not just talking about the temporary things that we've gone through in the last 2.5 years with COVID. People have lost lives. People have lost jobs. People have lost finances. They've lost children and spouses and their mind and their peace and all these things. But God says He gives us His peace, and He's given us the comforter, the advocate, the strengthener. And because of that, we have some benefits. And I'm going to these scriptures because I want to share with you on Labor Day, those of us who have to be in labor for the Lord, harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. The Labor Day, I want you to always remember who we have to recognize, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So Psalm 103 verses 1-5, I want you to see the things that we have, these benefits. But look what it says. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, I'm blessed. I'm blessed because of the Holy Spirit. And I'm blessed because the soul that He revives in you and I every day to make us know that every breath that we take, we're to praise God. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. He brings to our remembrance the word of God that Christ has spoken. And it says, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. I want you to see the benefits that Christ, through the Spirit of God, shares with us moment to moment. who forgives, forgives, who forgives. That's why you see in the disciples' prayer about forgive us this day. You know, the forgiveness that he has toward us, we're supposed to have to others. But it says, who forgives all your iniquities, my iniquities, your iniquities. He forgives all of those. Teacher, appreciation. Who heals all your diseases. The Spirit of God can go to every hospital room and touch, and everybody can be supernaturally healed, but it's in their sovereign will who heals and who is not healed. But he has healed some of our infirmities. He's healed those of us who've had COVID, and we've got to be blessed to see on the other side for us to go negative. He's healed things in our lives, our emotional state, our financial state, all these things he's healed. It says, who redeems your life from destruction. I'm going to talk about protection in a minute. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Until you have gone through some hurts and griefs and trials and fears in this natural plane, and God has just kind of calmed you down, and God has let you sleep when people who've gone through some of the same things are pulling out their hair. They can't think. They're drinking, they're drugging because they're just so afraid of what's around the corner. And the Lord will just touch you and give you his peace to say, rest. I got this. But God's tender mercies and loving kindness. It says, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Now, some of us ain't 20 and 15 and 10. He can give us youth no matter how old we are, because when God is in you and that powerful spirit is just in you, you just feel like you have the newness, that you have that energy, that it says renewed like the eagles. And until you've experienced, you may not understand what I'm talking about. So now I'm going to talk about something else to be appreciating: the Holy Spirit, the teacher. And we have been talking, Pastor Watts has been talking in church school about, we've been in 1 Corinthians and we're in 15, but we were in 1 Corinthians 12 when we talked about the gifts. And I'm going to talk about the gifts in 1 Corinthians 12, but I'm also going to talk about Romans 12. And I'm not going to spend all this time, but I just want you to know that it says, as the Spirit wills, as the Spirit determines is the expression of how gifts are given. His Holy Spirit filled gifts are given as he wills, as he determines, as he chooses. And how I got to this teaching is because when people may hear me teach week after week, Milkshake Monday or whatever may happen with Four Dose Production, it's not Nita. It's not Anita Helm. It's the Spirit of God that is allowing me to speak his word through his truth, through his wisdom. And if you think it's anything but, you're crazy. It's the Lord. It's the Lord of hosts. It is the teacher, the advocate, the counselor, the Almighty God, the Prince of Peace, the Spirit of God speaking about what Christ has taught us through his word. The word became flesh. And it says in John 14, 26, the Spirit is going to bring to remembrance that which Christ said to us. Now, in 1 Corinthians 12, verses 1 through 11, I'm going to read it out of the, I have the NIV and I have the Amplified. I love them both, but I'm going to use the Amplified because I want people who don't read the Word of God and know it, I want to make it as plain as possible. So it says, now about the spiritual gifts, the special endowments given by the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were led off after speechless idols. However, you were led off, whether by impulse or habit. Therefore, I want you to know that no one speaking by the power and influence of the Spirit of God can say Jesus be cursed. And no one can say Jesus is my Lord, except by the power and influence of the Holy Spirit. Now, there are distinctive varieties of spiritual gifts, special abilities given by the grace and extraordinary power of the Holy Spirit operating in believers. but it is the same Spirit who grants them and empowers believers. And there are distinctive varieties of ministries and service, but it is the same Lord who is served. And there are distinctive ways of working to accomplish things, but it is the same God who produces all things in all believers, inspiring, energizing, and empowering them. But to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit illumination, and the enabling of the Holy Spirit for the common good. Listen to this, verse 8. To one is given through the Holy Spirit the power to speak the message of wisdom, and to another the power to express the word of knowledge and understanding according to the same Spirit. To another, wonder-working faith is given by the same Holy Spirit, and to another, the extraordinary gifts of healings by the one Spirit, and to another, the working of miracles, and to another, prophecy, foretelling the future, speaking a new message from God to the people, and to another, discernment of spirits, the ability to distinguish sound, godly doctrine from the deceptive doctrine of man-made religions and cults, to another, various kinds of unknown tongues, and to another, interpretation of tongues. All these things, the gifts, the achievements, the abilities, the empowering, are brought about by one and the same Holy Spirit, distributing to each one individually, just as he chooses. That's the key part, just as he chooses. Now, I'm not going to read a lot of Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 8. I'm going to read only 6 through 8, but you can read all of Romans. But here it's talking having the gifts differentiate, if I can get that word, according to the same, to the grace that is given to us. Let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith, or ministry. Let us use it in our ministry. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. So I don't have anything for my own self. I have it as the Lord provides, as the Spirit gives, chooses, demonstrates, and as the Spirit wills. Now, I am grateful. Grateful is not the right word, because I told you, you can't think of a word that really gives you the depth of the appreciation, the glory I want to give to God for not just myself, for all of us who he has endowed with gifts for the kingdom building. Now, here's another one, the hedge of protection. For all the driving, I am a non-parking girl. I tell you, my faith laughs at me. I can park sometimes. I have this big vehicle, and there are days where I was like, just use the mirror, just use the video. And even with the video, I still park perpendicular, crooked, and all those different words that all my friends and family say. Lord help me. But God protects me in my driving. He protects me at this home. He protects my children. He protects the people that I love. He puts a hedge of protection, and he blesses so much that I do. Here in Job chapter 1, verses 8 through 11, you will see how the Lord will say, have you considered my servant Job? And he says this to Satan. But Satan throws back to the Lord, who he is accountable to, about the hedge before and behind of Job. And I say thank you to the Holy Spirit for what he's done for me and for you all. And it says here in verse 8, then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There's no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil. Does Job fear God for nothing? Satan replied, have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? You have blessed the work of his hands so that his flocks and herds are spread throughout the land. But now stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face. That's the Holy Spirit protection, giving favor to his household and everything he has, and blessing the work. And I see that, and you see that. That's the Holy Spirit, the teacher, the comforter, advocate, that yes, We may see Christ in John 14 speaking about him not coming, but the Holy Spirit is eternal. He's always been. He always is. He always will be. And that's so wonderful. I wanted to say something else. Out of Psalm 90, verse 12, it says, "Teach us to number our days that we may gain the heart of wisdom." He teaches us all things. He teaches us who he is. He teaches us to number our days. We're not going to always be here. Do y'all know Ecclesiastes says there's a time to be born, there's a time to die. He teaches us to number our days, to recognize whether you're young, whether you're in the middle, you're at the end of your life. None of us know what tomorrow will bring. We don't know if tomorrow will even come. But the reality is, for this day, serve, praise, and be thankful for who the Lord is and the Lord's forgiveness and his tender mercies and his loving kindness and all that he does for us. Be grateful today. Appreciate today. Now, I wanted us to think, I'm not taking us all to all these scriptures tonight, but read Psalm 23 and think about it in the context of, yes, the Lord is our shepherd. We know Christ is our shepherd. But think about our daily walk. Christ has gone to be with the Father. At the right hand of the Father, he said, "I got to go, but I'm sending." It's to our advantage that he sends the helper, the advocate, the counselor, the comforter. Who's walking with us through the valley of the shadow of death? Who's walking? That's the Holy Spirit being with us. Thy rod and thy staff. Do you understand what Psalms 23? Think about it in the context of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, teacher. Thank you, advocate. Thank you, comforter. Thank you for being with us, not just through COVID, through our sad times. That's why God says in the scripture that thou art our dwelling place in all generations, that the Spirit is always with us. And I want us to think about Psalm 139. Y'all know I love it, but I want you to see these scriptures as the Holy Spirit and how the Spirit of God has this knowledge of us. I just taught last week of how they knew us before we were born, before we were in our mother's womb. But look what it says. Oh Lord, you've searched me. Every day there's a search and a knowingness. And guess who knows us? Guess who's teaching us? Guess who's walking with us? Guess who's bringing to our remembrance? Guess who's putting the hedge of protection? Guess who's always there to know why we're crying? Guess who's doing the analysis of what's going on? Guess who knows the enemies that he's preparing a table in front of our enemies? Some of us don't even know who our enemies are, but God knows. The Holy Spirit knows. He's there for us. Oh Lord, you've searched me thoroughly and have known me. You know when I sit down, when I rise up, I'm reading out of Amplified, my entire life, everything I do. You understand my thought afar off. You scrutinize my path, my lying down, and you're intimately acquainted with all my ways. Even before there is a word on my tongue, still unspoken, behold, O Lord, you know it all. You've enclosed me behind and before. Didn't we just see that hedge of protection? And you have placed your hand upon me. Such infinite knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is too high above me. I cannot reach it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you're there. If I make my bed in Sheol, the nether world, the place of the dead, behold, you're there. If I take the wings of the dawn, if I dwell in the remotest part of the sea, even there, your hand will lead me. And your right hand will take hold of me. If I say, surely the darkness will cover me and the night will be the only light around me. Even the darkness is not dark to you or conceals nothing from you. But the night shines as bright as the day. Darkness and light are alike to you. For you form my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I will give thanks and praise to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. This is what I want to talk about tonight. My soul knows it very well. How wonderful the Holy Spirit, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He's not an afterthought. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being formed in secret and intricately and skillfully formed, as if embroidered with many colors in the depths of the earth. Your eyes have seen my unformed substance. And in your book were all written the days that were appointed for me, the days that he's walking with you and I. Everyone that was appointed for me, that they knew before I was even formed, and they knew who would be walking with me. I would have the advantage when Christ left that he would send the helper, the comforter, the advocate, the counselor, the strengthener. And in your book were all written the days that were appointed for me, when as yet there was not one of them even taking shape. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How vast is the sum of them. If I could count them, they would outnumber the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Do y'all see how close our comforter is? He's right there with us. When Satan lies and say, you're by yourself, nobody cares, he's lying. He's the father of lies, because the comforter is right there with us. I'm going to end with reading Psalm 8, because it's just great. It's just great. There were so many different scriptures I could read, but I wanted you to see this one. It says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Who have set your glory above the heavens? Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him? Mindful of Anita, mindful of Pam, mindful of Clara, mindful of Mary, all of us. What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. I just want to share that teacher, counselor, advocate, we have such an advantage, because Christ said he had to go so that we would have you to come and comfort us and help us. And as we celebrate Labor Day, we know that the harvest is ripe and the laborers are few, but those of us who have yielded our lives to be in labor for the Son of God, for other people, all of the people to know who Christ is, we thank you, God, that in the midst of our labor, Holy Spirit, you are with us. You are helping us. You are comforting us. You are leading us. You're guiding us. You're teaching us. You are just making a way out of no way. You are a hedge of protection. You are tender in your mercies and your loving kindness. And the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, we are so grateful. We are so grateful. And it is through the Spirit that it's your will to determine to choose as the Spirit wills. You allowed those of us to have your gifts. And we thank you for those gifts. We ask you in all humility to continue to share and teach us all things, as Christ has said. We love you and we thank you this day and forevermore. God bless you all.